It certainly is good to be back at the Cornerstone tonight.
It's special tonight, Paul.
Randy called me, I guess it was last night, telling me about all the damage that's been done that 3 years. But it was rough coming down. The trees and everything scattered. That just shows you what God can do.
Yeah.
I mean, He's got control over everything.
Yes, He does.
And I'm glad that we're still here able to worship together.
Amen.
He's made a way for us to come, and I'm glad for that. Glad for all He's done for us.
Bless you tonight.
Let's just be praying for us tonight. The message kind of scattered. The preacher just, you just kind of get, you know, scattered in your head. You're like, Lord, how am I going to get it out?
Yeah.
So, best way to do it is just step out on faith.
Amen.
The Lord has worked.
Yeah, bless you.
He can work things out according to His
way.
You got your Bibles. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 16.
That's Paul.
I don't know what you're laughing about. I ain't talked to him all day. So, this must be for somebody. I know it's for me. Exodus 16. I'm going to start reading the first verse, and we'll see how far it goes. Bible says, Exodus chapter 16, verse 1, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of Israel, of the children of Israel, murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God, we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. It shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning when ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Moses spake unto Aaron, saying, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. That's about as far as we want to read.
God bless you.
There's a few more places I'd like to cover there. You can be seated. Appreciate you standing for the reverence to the Word of God. But as Jerry says, I'm going to take my time. I've learned, you learn a lot of things. On the road, when you're preaching, when you're singing, the Lord kind of shows you things. One thing I learned is I'd get jealous of Randy up here preaching. He just like a bullet out of the gun. And I was like, Lord, why can't I do that?
Yep.
Why can't I preach like this? Why can't I preach like that? And I realized, I was trying to start something, stir something up that wasn't there. Just like,
yep.
And the Lord told me, take your time.
Amen.
Just do what you do, and the Lord usually, most of the time, He just comes and shows up.
Amen.
And I like it when it works like that. I like it when the Lord can grow. I do the best I can. And, hey, I'm a vessel up here. And He can show up anytime He wants to. He's done here. I'm glad He's here. But as I was reading today, I was studying outside studying with my wife. It's a beautiful day. I wanted to get outside in warm weather. Started studying this chapter, and that's because another thing that God showed me, that was when I was praying today. A lot of times it helps to pray out loud. Because I was sitting down there, they always call, let's come together and pray, and church service this morning, we came together and pray. And as I was praying, I said something that struck my attention. And I began looking for this verse. And verse 4 is really what stood out to me. And I'll probably get down some more of this, but verse 4 is what really stood out to me. It said in verse 4, Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. The people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day.
Yeah.
That's what stuck out to me.
Yeah.
That I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to look at that. You know, when I prayed this morning, part of the words that came out of my mouth was, Lord, help me just serve you every day by day, something like that. And this came to my mind instantly.
Bless him, Lord.
And I thought for sure this would be what I preached on tonight. As far as I know, that's all the Lord's giving. That's what I got to go on.
Every night, Lord.
He says, the people's going to go out and tell the people. Now, they had just come out of Egypt. They had just come out of the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. They had just instituted their Passover. All these different things. And they're still babies in the wilderness. They're still pretty new in the wilderness.
Yeah. Now,
they had to go through it 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And took them a long time to get through that. But here they are in the infancy of this stage, and God tells them, here they are already complaining, hey, you should have just left us back there. We had garlic and leeks and onions. We had all kinds of provision.
Yeah.
Hey, the devil make you think that you got all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of provision.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Don't really understand that you're in shackles and chains by the devil, by sin.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's the problem that they had. They were out in Egypt, and they were stuck back there, not knowing, even after they escaped, that the Israel of Egypt had a hold on them.
Amen.
And I've heard it said many times that God was able to get Israel out of Egypt, but he still had problems getting Egypt out of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Because they were looking back, constantly looking back, and God wanted to go forward.
Yep.
Amen. And Paul, he said over there in Philippians, he said, you know, I'm not even going to look back at those things which were before. He said, I'm going to look forward and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I promise him, we got this hindsight vision a lot of times.
Yeah.
Hey, they say hindsight is 20/20. That's looking back and you can see a lot clearer than what you did because you just went through it.
Yeah.
Hey, but a lot of times you look back and it's for the wrong reason. You look back and say, you know what, I had it good out there in the world. And I had it good out there over in so-and-so's church, or I had it good over there in so-and-so's place. And hey, not really realizing that God wants you to get your attention off the past and get you to moving into your future.
Amen.
Get you moving to where He can use you.
Yeah.
Maybe He couldn't use you in so-and-so's church.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe He couldn't use you over there in so-and-so's place or whatever you came from. And He definitely couldn't use you in the world.
That's right, brother.
God wants to get you from where you used to be to where you need to be.
Amen.
Now he said, go out and gather at a certain rate. And man, like a light bulb, that come off in my mind. And I wouldn't underline that immediately.
Bless him, Lord.
At a certain rate, every day. Every day is another good point.
Uh-huh.
He told him, you're going to gather so much every day. I look at that and I think of, you know, how important it is for God to get something out of us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. There's something we can do for the Lord every day.
Amen.
He told them, don't do it at a certain rate. You get a certain amount of manna. This we're going to read about here in a minute. You get a certain amount of manna every day, each according to his own eating, according to what he needs.
Yep.
Don't get no more, don't get no less.
Amen.
You get at a certain rate every day. And that really stuck with me. A lot of times we put more on ourselves than what we can bear.
Amen.
We'll go back to the scripture and misquote it, where it says the Lord won't put on us more than we can bear, even though it really says, I'll not let you suffer temptation above that you are able to bear,
Amen.
But will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. A lot of times we get things that overwhelm in our life because we put it on ourselves. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll take so-and-so's burden and we'll put it on ourselves. We'll take the bills and we'll put it on ourselves. And, hey, we'll take all kinds of other things that's going on in our job. And, hey, what's going on over there at so-and-so's house? We worry about our neighbor. And, hey, everything, and before you know it, we look like we're fully dressed out in military gear.
Yeah.
We're not going out to fight. We're getting defeated.
Uh-huh.
Amen. All this stuff just weighs us down. Paul said, hey, lay aside every weight.
Amen.
Hey, and the sin that does so easily beset us,
that's
just
right.
Lay aside. Amen. Cast it off. Hey, because it's holding you back from what God wants to do.
Amen.
And he said, a certain rate every day. With me, it's like, you know, I work at home. So a lot of times I don't feel like I've accomplished a lot during the day. If I look at my calendar and think, well, I could have got more. You're always thinking, I could have got more done.
Amen.
I could have done this. But you always got to realize your inbox is never going to be empty. It's always full. There's always something else to do.
Yeah.
Even in Proverbs, he said, there are so many things that's not satisfied. Hey, it's just like an urge and a hunger that just keeps eating all it wants to and never can be satisfied. And a lot of times, when I see that, I say to myself, you know, God, what are you trying to tell me through this? Hey, maybe he's trying to tell me, you just need to get done a certain amount every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to just overwhelm myself. Don't try to just say, well, I could have done better. You know, we beat on ourselves a lot more times than the devil does.
Yeah,
hey, we beat up on ourselves. We say, hey, Lord, I just ain't good enough. I ain't worthy. I can't stand in front of them people and sing a song. I can't do this, can't do that. Man, I tell you what, every time you think of that, God just flipped one on me. He says, go over to Exodus where it talks about Moses. He asked Moses, said, I can't speak to you people. This is a few chapters back. He said, I can't speak to them. And he said, he looked straight at him. He didn't give him an excuse. He said, what's that in your hand? What's in thy hand? He said, oh, it's just a rod. How many times we do that?
Uh-huh.
Lord, it's just a little me.
Yeah.
I can't play a tune in the bucket. Lord, it's just a little me.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, I know you can. Me paraphrasing. But he said, stretch out your rod. And his rod became a serpent.
Amen.
And don't Moses didn't know his name.
Uh-huh.
And he said, now reach down your hand and pick it back up. Now, I don't know how a lot of people believe, but I don't think he's telling them to go snake in.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He told them to pick it back up, and guess what? It became a rope.
Yeah.
He says, now take your hand and put it in your breast.
Mm-hmm.
Put it inside the rope. He took your hand, put it inside his rope, took it out, and it was white, just like leprosy.
Yep.
He said, put it back in, it came out, and it was clean.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
And we say, Lord, you can't use it on me. But look what he did through Moses.
Yeah.
What he did through David. Look what he did through Paul. You know what? Every one of them, as far as I can tell, were a man, were a human being. Amen. Created in God's image, just like me and you. What's stopping me and you from doing what God wants us to do every day?
Yep.
God wants us to have fellowship with Him every day.
Right.
He wants us to get in His Word and study His Word every day.
Amen.
To be able to feed off His Word every day.
Yeah.
Hey, if we had treated food like we treat the Word of God sometimes, we'd all be starving to death.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We want to eat three times a day. You know me, sometimes I want to eat more than that. Most of the time. And it's just amazing that we'll take God's Word, which is completely in the Bible, talked of as food to our soul.
Yeah.
I mean, many times Job talked about and David talked about eating the Word, and it was pleasant to my mouth.
Yeah.
Like honey.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we'll treat the Word of God like we do, or we'll treat our food, and we'll say, well, we've got to eat a certain amount every day, and our flesh wants this, but our spirit's starving today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he said, tell them to gather at a certain rate every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's important that we serve the Lord God every day.
Yeah.
Not just on Sunday, not just on Sunday night, not just on Wednesday, not just during revival, not during singings, not just during Easter, Christmas, and not during just so many days out of the year. Every day.
That's right.
Hey, there's something that we can do for God every day. Now, I'm telling you what, I'm pointing me more than I am you guys. I fail just as miserably as the next person when it comes to reading the Bible every day. I need to read more.
Yeah.
Hey, when it comes to prayer, I need to pray more. I need to do a lot more things for the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that He loves us enough to direct us to these points in His Word and says, you know what? Here's what you need.
Amen.
You need to serve me every day.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll make that a burden.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make the Lord, I got to read Your Word 4 hours a day, and I got to pray for 15 hours a day or whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And God just says, I just want you.
Amen.
Hey, it's not about works. It's not about, oh, how many can I do? How many times can I pray all day? Or how many can I get better done than Brother Randy over here? Or can I get better than Frank over here? I've got to get better than all the rest of them. It's not a competition.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and truth. But I was reading that a while ago. And it said the very next verse that God is the one that works in you.
Amen.
To give of His good pleasure.
Yep.
So God's going to help you work out that salvation.
Amen.
How great God is.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, gather a certain rate every day. Okay, now we read over a little bit further. We find in verse 14, when the dew that lay was gone, He told him He's going to give him manna.
Mm-hmm.
Come, I'm going to give him bread. He didn't say manna. He said bread. Yep. Come ahead. Verse 14, He said, when the dew that lay on the ground, the lay was gone up, over the ground, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the grain. When the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they knew not, they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread
which the Lord had given you to eat. They called it manna, which means, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what this thing is. And he just told them that I'm going to give you bread to eat.
Uh-huh.
How many times God wants to reveal things to us, and we're just so stuck back on what we could have had or what we could have done, that we don't see God's blessing right in front of us.
Amen.
All the signs are there, but we're not paying attention to that.
Yeah.
He says, they called it manna. They didn't know what it was. He said, this is the bread that God's told you he's going to give you to eat. In verse 16, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. Now, Brother Jerry this morning preached over there in Matthew 25 and a couple other places. He talked about the talents. He talked about how he gave every man the talent according to his several ability. Yeah. He gave him his talents. And a lot of times we're trying to do somebody else's job in the church, and we're trying to do somebody else's what they need to be doing for the Lord. And really, we need to be focused on what I need to do for the Lord.
Hey,
a lot of times, we think to ourselves, well, I need to go sing that song, or I need to sing like Sister Bessie over here, or Brother Frank over here need to sing or do something, need to preach like Brother Randy. We get caught up in that.
Yeah.
And God says, I've given you a measure of faith.
Amen.
I've given you according to your several abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I read that, I was looking for something else. And here another verse popped up talking about that. And so God's taking my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do like I want you to do. Don't try to compare yourself to somebody else. He told Peter, amen, at the end of John, I think it was, he told Peter over there, when Peter had asked him three times if you love me, Peter said, I love you three times, and told him, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
And then he looked over at John, who laid on Jesus' breast.
Yeah.
Beloved disciple, he calls himself. He said, Lord, what does this man do?
Mm-hmm.
He's wondering about John.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so many times we get caught up in it. Well, what's so-and-so over here doing?
Right.
What's the neighbor over here doing? It doesn't look like they're serving the Lord like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come on.
Well, he told Peter, he said, well, if he tarry till I come, in other words, the peace here on earth when I come back.
Yeah.
What's that to you?
Amen.
Follow thou me. Yeah. You see, my problem ain't Brother Randy.
Yeah.
My problem ain't my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My problem ain't Brother Billy. I can name every name in here that I know.
Yeah.
My problem is in the mirror every day when I get up.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah,
amen. That's my worst feeling right there.
Yeah.
Hey, that flesh that wants the world, wants the things of the world. In Romans, it tells us to be spiritually minded, for that's life and peace. In chapter 8, he says, but to be carnally minded is dead.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I have so much problem with the flesh. And mm-hmm. God tells me every time he gets my teaching, it's always after the fact that I've done something in the flesh.
Amen.
Lord, help me.
Hold
me, Lord. That's what Paul said. He said, I would like to do the things I want to do, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
Because sin dwelleth in me.
Amen.
Hey, Paul had just as much problem with the flesh as all of us. Guess why? Because we're all in the flesh.
Yeah.
And we beat ourselves up. The devil, boy, he'll take that and run with
it. Uh-huh.
He'll say, look what you did over here.
Yeah.
Boy, you just ain't fit to worship the Lord. Uh-huh. You just go back on the path. Nobody wants to hear you. Nobody wants to have nothing to do with you anymore. You've done too much wrong.
Bless him, Lord.
But God never said that.
Right.
He said, come now.
Yeah.
Let us reason together. Come right now.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we need to do something for the Lord.
Bless
him. He said, today is the day of salvation.
Yes, right.
Now is the appointed time. Now is the accepted time. If you'll hear his voice today, harden not your heart. See, what I got out of this is, hey, I've only got today. I don't have tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a promise tomorrow.
Right, brother.
I don't have next month.
Yep.
I mean, it's good to plan ahead for singings and things like that Brother Randy was talking about. We have to do that. We have to live.
Right.
I don't expect us to live in a bubble.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't get to April the 17th without getting past today.
Amen.
And if tomorrow gets here, you won't be able to get past to April 17th until that kills past.
Yeah.
So every day is the only thing we got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And if we just serve God with what we have today,
mm-hmm.
hey, it'd be amazing to see what God can do and take of that and use for Him.
Amen.
He told them to gather at a certain rate every day. Amen. He told them here in verse 16, gather according to his eating. An omer for every man. I looked that up. An omer is about 5 pints. That's a little over a quart. And that ain't much to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, Danny, but I like to eat a whole lot more than just a quart a day.
Amen.
Okay? You know what God's saying? I'll provide.
Amen.
I will be your sustenance. Yeah. He told Paul, my grace
is
sufficient. You don't need deliverance from that thorn,
Amen.
Paul. That thorn's keeping you humble.
Yeah.
My grace will get you through.
Yeah.
He said, gather an omer every day. That's about 5 pints. It looks like a little bit, but Lord, look what God can do with it. Hey, man, he said, guess what happens? It looks like a little. And I'll make it to this in a minute, but I want you to keep in your mind those fishes and loaves.
Yeah.
Okay? He said, this thing, he said, gather an omer according to the number of your persons, taking every man from them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so. Some gathered more, some more, some less. You know, everybody's different. That's what I like about the Lord. He knows that everybody is different.
Right.
He talked about all the different gifts. He said some he gave teachers, some he gave pastors, some he gave this gift, some he gave that gift. And you're in charge of your gift. You're responsible for what God gives you to do.
Right.
A lot of times we think, Lord, but I really wanted to sing. But I really wanted to preach. But I really wanted to do this.
Yeah.
God says, I've given you where you're going to thrive. I've given you where you're going to plant. You need to grow.
Come on, brother.
He said here, every man is tenth. Some gather more, some less. Now notice this. This is amazing. In verse 18, when they did measure it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack.
Mm-hmm.
They gathered every man according to his eating. So every man was supposed to gather according to what he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, even though it looked like a little bit, when it was over with, those that had to have a lot, they weren't overflowing.
Yep.
Those that only had a little, they was able to get by it, and they had no lack.
Amen.
Okay? God supplied their need according to His riches.
Amen.
Not according to what they saw, not according to this manna they saw, but according to His supernatural ability to supply this need.
Right.
He did so over there in the fishes and loaves. He did that twice. And we find that the little boy basically brought his lunch sack. He said, here, this is all I got, Lord. And that's the same kind of idea that Moses did, Lord. All I got is this rod.
Uh-huh.
Lord, all we got is these few fishes and loaves. What's that going to do to this multitude?
Yeah.
Jesus said, you let me worry about that.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad you the Lord has worry about these
things?
Amen. He said he gave it to him, and guess what? The same thing happened. Except this time they had an abundance left over.
Yeah.
They had 12 baskets full.
Yeah.
One for each disciple's family.
Amen.
Think about that. One for each apostle's family.
Bless you, Lord.
Enough to eat, get full, and have more abundance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what God can do when you let Him have.
Amen.
He said they gathered a lot, they didn't have more than they needed. They had to gather a little, they didn't have less than they needed.
That's right.
Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. I like what the Lord told me. He said, clean your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just let it lay there. Get what you had and don't waste no food. Don't waste anything.
Right.
Don't leave it laid till the morning. He told them earlier about the sacrifice to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses. Now I tell you, God had a rough time with Israel.
Yeah, He did.
All the time, we find Israel going back on what God said to do.
Mm-hmm.
We find here that God gets angry with them. He said, you know, did they not want to listen to me? Did I not tell them this was going to happen?
No.
It was going to happen.
Amen.
And it did happen. Yeah. Then they do it again later on. He said, I'm just getting fed up with this place.
Come on.
Hey, they're not going to listen to me. But thank God for Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God for your pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes he stands between you and the Lord's anger sometimes.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yes.
Hey, Aaron over there had to stay between the plague. Amen. When they disobeyed, Moses told Aaron to stay between the plague, and the plague was staying. I believe that's over in Numbers.
Yep.
But we find here, he told them not to leave until the morning. Verse 20, notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses, but some of them left of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. God gave them just enough of what they needed. He knew that they needed more because then they become dependent on that instead of him.
Yeah.
He knew that they wouldn't have to worry about getting less. I mean, David said in Psalm 23, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
Which means I shall not lack for anything.
Amen.
He told them here, and it came to pass in verse 22, that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread. That's what God told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Sabbath was the next day. You don't need to work on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. I'll provide for you on the Sabbath.
Amen.
So every day they were supposed to gather one time a day. And on the sixth day, they gathered twice so that they could live on the bread of 2 days.
Yeah.
Lord, and that comes up here in a few minutes, but the Lord gave me a message one time called the bread of 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I love how the Lord supplies.
Amen.
He says in verse 23, He said to them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you will make today, and see that which you will see today, and as that which remaineth over, laid up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses brake, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm therein.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you go according to God's plan, you'll find it worth that.
Amen.
When they went according to their plan, it bred worms and stank. I'm telling you, every time I try to do something on my own, it breeds worms and stink.
Yeah, brother.
Hey, it's fit for nothing but to be cast out.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible says in Psalm 127 that they that build a house labor in vain unless the Lord builds it.
Uh-huh.
We got to let the Lord in on our plan.
Amen.
We got the Lord, let the Lord in on what we're trying to do here.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, they laid it till the morning, and it did not stink or bring any worm. Then Moses said, eat that today.
Yes.
For today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for the gather, and they found none. And did Moses just tell them they're not going to find it in the field?
Right.
Well, there's always one or two in every bunch.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, Lord, that's what happened in the garden.
Anybody?
Maybe I won't die.
Yeah.
Maybe God's lying to me.
Uh-huh.
But look what happened.
Amen.
This is where we're at today.
That's it.
Because of the doubt that they had in the Lord. Hey, it said here, they went out in the field, and on the seventh day, together, and they found none. The Lord said to Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? He's frustrated with you.
Yeah.
See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, God provides. If we'll just listen to him, follow him, and do something for him every day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What can we see done?
Amen.
If you, a lot of times when it comes to getting anything accomplished, like when you're trying to, let's say you're going to work on your house or something. And if you just work on your house just a little bit every day, or like maybe the fellowship hall, when you was adding on to that. If you do something just a little bit every day, you'll see progress a lot better than you would if you did something now, and then a month later do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize that, man, this looks terrible. I should have had this done by now.
Yeah.
How many times do we see people in the Christian walk thinking, man, I could have been such a greater Christian right now if I'd have done something for the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, if I didn't wait 15 years to get really on the ball with the Lord and get serious with Him, maybe I could have been a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could have been a singer. Maybe God could have used me much more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the devil tried to tell you.
Amen.
He'll try to use that against you.
Yes, he will.
Say, you know what? You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your opportunity. Ain't no use to come. But I tell you what, I'll serve God. Hey, saves old sinners.
Yeah.
I serve a God that's able to resurrect,
amen,
that which was dead.
Amen.
Amen. He resurrected not only himself, but he brought to life those that had died of plagues and diseases. He brought to life those that were little children from little children on up. He had many miracles against in those lives. It says in the day when Christ returns to gather us to himself. That same spirit that rose him from the dead is going to raise me.
Amen.
Amen.
God can reach out and redeem your life.
Amen.
Amen. God wants to reach out.
Yeah,
he wants to use you. He wants to take the clay. Amen. Your life, the broken pieces, put it back on the kiln. And start wheeling that thing around and start molding it to something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just a bunch of broken pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old saying that talks about the Lord can fix your puzzle if you just bring him all the pieces.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, how frustrating it is to get a puzzle done and you find one or two pieces missing.
Yeah.
My wife knows about that. We got a cat in the house that likes to drag them all over the place. And we'll get to the end of the puzzle and she'll be like, there's one piece missing. Maybe that's me. She don't worry about too much. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll find it. But it's frustrating. You get all that work done.
Yep.
There's one piece missing.
Amen.
Boy, if we just give the puzzle to the Lord. Boy, I don't know about you, but my life is a puzzle.
Yeah.
And it ain't one of these little old dinky 500 count things either.
No.
It's like 7,000 count puzzle. I mean, I can't even fathom how to fix it.
Yeah.
God? Lord? I'm coming to you again.
Right.
It's me again, Lord. I'm knocking. You said if any man knock, it'd be open. Amen. God's knocking tonight on your heart.
Right.
There's a few scriptures I was going to later. I was talking thing about Elijah, how he fed him in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
God gave him bread every day until that brook dried up. Guess what he told him? Go down to that widow woman's house.
Yeah.
She's got a cake she's going to make. She's got a cake she's going to make you. And you know what? He told her, you make me a little cake first. She said, I've only got enough for one, for me and my son. Mm-hmm. We're going to go eat and we're going to die.
Yeah.
He said, make me a cake first. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? The same thing happened to Israel here. She gathered just a little bit, and the Lord just kept pouring in those bits. Hey, she had just enough, running over just enough what she needed.
Every day.
And God can give you that, Lord, if you just do something for Him. Every day.
Yeah.
Commit today, right now. Mm-hmm. God, I'm going to serve you every day. I'm going to do something for you every day. There's an old preacher that said, if you ain't going to shoot in the army, at least carry bullets. Mm-hmm. Now, you can do something for the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask if everybody stands, Sister Carolyn, if you would, come to the piano and play an altar call song. Remember what I said earlier, that altar call song I sung still stands.
Yeah.
Hey, God can take you out here any minute. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard any results, but there may be some fatalities from this storm we just had. I don't know. You go down the street and it looks like a tornado that just ripped this whole place apart. But for some reason, God's allowed us to be here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because God's not through with you yet.
Right,
maybe you've gone back on the Lord.
Yeah.
But you being here today is evidence that God still wants something out of your life.
Amen, brother.
God still wants to make you something that He can use.
That's it, brother.
Think about it tonight. Give you opportunity to come.
Yeah.